This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, stupid world records, roadkill, and a lady shoots her vagina. It's all coming up right after this.
Nakatomi Christmas, John McClane is in the air. Wife Holly Gennaro knows that John will soon be there. Douchebag Harry Ellis does another line of blow. Some dude's banging Blondie on a desk he doesn't know. John is pissed at Holly, she used her maiden name. Hans Gruber starts a shooting, and the party goes insane. All hell breaks loose, but our hero doesn't lose his head. To me, it isn't Christmas until these words are said. Yippee-ki-yay, mother! Come out to the coast. Yippee-ki-yay, mother! The LAPD's toast. Yippee-ki-yay, mother! Hans Gruber doesn't know. Yippee-ki-yay, mother! Have machine gun, ho ho ho! John McClane is barefoot. The bad guys shoot the glass. Our boy Roy gets pissed and kicks Edgar Winner's ass. They find the detonators. Explosions everywhere. Nakatomi Plaza, gonna need a few repairs. Yippee-ki-yay, mother f***. Come out to the coast. Yippee-ki-yay, mother f***. The LAPD's toast. Yippee-ki-yay, mother f***. Hans Gruber doesn't know. Yippee-ki-yay, mother f***. Have machine gun, ho, ho, ho.
That's right.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother f***. John needs a big promotion. Yippee-ki-yay, mother f***. Hans Gruber dies in very slow motion.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold, lazing at the wisecrack desk. Tell me he's not an actor. There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. And there's Tom Griswold.
Hello. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
I have a suggestion.
What's that?
We have another world record.
Okay.
With David Rush.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we start to pare them down? We start, as Kostaki would say, can we winnow them down? Can we exclude juggling?
No.
And or unicycles. I mean, if he wants to, like, throw a beach ball to Hollywood Hannon across the bay, both naked, fine. But can we do away with the juggling? Can we just cut it down a little bit?
Now, this is a good one.
Is it? Well, what is it?
Well, hold on to yourselves.
Stupid world record.
Hold on to whoever's with you. David Rush has broken the Guinness World Record for the farthest distance traveled on an electric unicycle while juggling.
Have you seen electric one of these? Unicycle?
Is it the one wheel and you balance on the side?
Yeah, you stand in the thing, and there's no seat. You're standing on this thing.
It's like a skateboard, but with a wheel right in the middle of the board. Right,
you're straddling it.
Yeah, you're straddling the wheel.
This big wheel, and it just takes off.
Yeah.
I have not seen this.
So he doesn't have to do anything? He doesn't have to pedal or anything?
No, but he's got to juggle.
No, it's motorized.
You got to keep your balance.
He's just standing there, though.
No, but it's really tricky to ride. Have you ever seen one of these things?
I have seen one of these things, but I just don't... I don't care. I can't even pretend. This David Rush guy, he's a wild man. He's having fun out there. We all get it.
Well, it's interesting.
I can't even. Is it a solo wheel?
Yeah.
Oh,
this deal
that's
here,
it right there.
That, okay.
It looks just like a tire that you would stand on that has two pegs.
But it's extremely tricky to ride one of these things.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
You know, it's tricky to be alive in the world today and make all your demands.
It's tricky to do your taxes.
Yeah.
Now, there's... Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Taxes
while juggling.
You know,
I tell you what, people have been juggling the books to do their taxes for centuries.
You know what David Rush is? He's mocking God in this. He's going, life isn't hard enough. I'm going to kick it up a notch. I don't
know. He's demonstrating what work, hard work, and skill can do in this
world. David said he was able to travel a total of 35 miles. Good job,
Looking
Dave.
Up at the sky yelling, is this the best you can do?
He's mocking him. He beat the previous record by 2 miles. In all, he traveled 141 laps around a track. And he didn't go anywhere.
He only went around a track.
He's juggling?
Yeah. What do you want? You want him to go through traffic?
Yes. Well, that would be something.
Well, I was about to get the record when the fire engine hit me.
He made approximately 32,000 juggling catches during the record. David said the hardest part of his record was being relevant. No, was keeping his feet from falling asleep.
Huh.
And you know, if your feet fall asleep, they're up all night. Thank you. I might have forgotten the phrase during the day.
A bison that's been missing for 2 months has been spotted in Illinois. The Island Lake Police Department said an officer driving on Darrell Road in unincorporated...
This is Darrell Road.
Wakanda spotted the bison.
Wait a minute. Isn't Wakanda the place from that movie?
Yes, it is.
That's exactly
overrated turd of a movie.
Black Panther was great. You're just old. You just don't get it.
Spotted the bison in the road at night last week. Police said the bison apparently wanted to remind everyone not to speed, pay attention to the road, and not text and drive.
Yeah, that's what it was doing.
Yeah, the bison was first reported missing in September when its owner said the animal escaped while being transferred from a trailer to an enclosure. Authorities reminded motorists to drive carefully and to be aware that the bison is still roaming free in the area.
I saw this video. It's really scary.
Right there by the side of the highway or what?
No, this runs right in front of this cop car.
Whoa!
And it's a giant bison.
Yeah, they don't make small ones.
You hit that thing. Wow. You know, bison is a non-binary buffalo.
Jeez.
I don't know what that means.
I don't think you made any sense.
Oh, bye.
That's just because of bi.
Different things entirely.
Well, how about all bison mate with men then women? They're all bi.
Do you know, we have no buffalo. They're all bison now.
No more buffalo, Tom.
No more buffalo. They're all bison.
We're all out.
They mistook the bison and called it a buffalo.
Apparently, we did have buffalo at one time, but now they're...
But technically, all the things we call buffaloes are bison.
Correct.
Hey, I've got a question.
One of those is...
How do we get out of this conversation?
It's been so boring for 10 minutes.
Here's Pat Godwin. No, nothing.
How about a woman shooting herself in the vagina? You want to read about that?
My gosh!
Yep.
Well, this sounds terrible.
Fire that up over there, Christy.
A webcam model in Georgia has been injured after shooting herself in the vagina while recording a video.
Oh boy.
According to the police report, officers called to a residence in Thomaston.
Go vagina, go. Sorry.
For an accidental gunshot wound. Ooh. A paramedic at the scene told sheriff's deputies that the 27-year-old woman, quote, had shot herself in her vagina accidentally.
Come on.
Now, we hear this about men a lot, but we never hear about ladies shooting themselves in the private parts, do we? The man who owned the firearm told deputies the woman has subscribers on a sexual web platform and that she makes sexual videos of herself and people pay her.
With a gun?
Ma'am, that's not a holster. That's your vagina.
The woman was taken to a Macon hospital, later released. The sheriff said the incident is unlikely to result in criminal charges.
Man.
You know what kind of videos they are, Josh?
Sexual.
Oh.
That's right.
That's a vaginal discharge that penicillin won't cure, man.
Right.
This is brutal.
Yikes.
That was the old...
She was released, so I'm assuming she's okay.
Well.
Is that the,
man.
Talk about the money shot.
Yeah. Gosh darn it. That's rough.
Was that the first time a Magnum was inside her? Ace, you know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
See, wow. Well,
do you think it was inside? It wasn't inside of her.
I hope. I mean, wouldn't have been. It would have killed her.
What do you think the barrel's full
of? Would have
bled to death.
She would have shot it. The bullet would have gone inside her.
I'm just telling you what happened.
Boy.
Someone needs to explain the term banged to her.
These are all funny.
You see, ma'am, it's... I'm so sorry.
Well, women use whatever they can find. You know, a cucumber, toothbrush, hairbrush, shower head, pistol. You know, sometimes you got to find what works.
Beach ball.
Oh, God. Beach ball?
I don't know if that's popular anymore.
Get that.
A beach ball. Look, if you can accommodate, ladies, if you can accommodate a beach ball...
Where did that come from?
I was trying to think it was going to be rather, rather really not appropriate.
Yeah.
Next to, you know what?
Beach ball.
It goes beach ball. No. Small toddler.
Cactus is rough. Get back in there.
Get back in there.
Oh, I'm returning you.
I'm returning.
Hey, was Alec Baldwin he ran?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
Just got cold in here.
Who came up with the big? I could flip a coin. Who came up with that first?
Or now clap your hands. I can't. Tight, huh? Uh-huh. That's a classic, too.
That's hilarious. Now we're rolling. Now we're going.
That's a classic.
And doesn't she know you're supposed to trap beavers, not shoot them?
Oh. That's another one.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
We have this letter. This is from an aircraft mechanic. I work with a guy with a prosthetic leg. He would often remove it and lay it on the side if he had to crawl into a tight space. One day, myself and another coworker were walking by the abandoned leg, and out of nowhere, my coworker posed the question, if we started fighting, and I grabbed his prosthetic leg and started beating you with it, would you yell, stop hitting me or stop kicking me? We finally determined that stop kicking me would only be correct if the owner of the leg was the one doing the beating.
I agree. Yes, that's a good conclusion.
I think it depends on where on the leg you're being hit. If you get hit with the foot, I think it's very much a kick. If you get hit with the thigh...
It's a hit.
It's just a hit. Just
I doubt
hit.
If most prosthetic regardless limbs of ownership. Don't have a thigh... I mean,
well, it depends on where they're connected.
They'll usually go right up above
all right,
the knee.
Yeah, but, okay. Some of these injuries are more horrible than others. You're right. Let's not forget that.
Let's focus
Thanks
on
for
that.
Illuminating that while we're trying to
make comedy. Yes.
I think the funny part about this is the woman yells, "This just got real."
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say, if you're ever in public and someone yells, "This just got real," just run,
yeah.
Go home,
leave.
You know, it's the delicious irony of the fact that it's a fake leg. So actually, it didn't get real at all. It got quite false.
This is like a philosophy class.
I'm more interested in how she kept her balance. Think about that.
I would think they'd be a little better.
She's probably used to that.
Yeah, they'd be a little better at keeping their balance on one leg.
But what's happening at a hockey game?
While you're swinging a leg, that's... Mm-hmm.
What's happening at a hockey game when you decide that the person two rows behind you needs to get hit with your artificial limb?
Who knows what was being said?
I don't know.
Well, that's crazy.
You haven't been to a sporting event very often, though, have you?
I just went to an NFL game over the weekend.
Feelings run high.
Chicky turned to me and he goes, I mean, all those drunk people walking around. Oh, that's terrifying.
It is amazing how drunk people get at sporting events.
Walking in with a five-year-old when some idiot ran into me, so... Apparently a little too much pre-game.
Sure. Tailgating and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he woke up in his own vomit.
Oh, God.
Go team. Actually, he was so inebriated, I think he was reffing the game.
Here we go. Let it go.
Criticism of the calls.
Let it go.
I want a definitive answer to what interference is. That's all I'm telling you. Now, where was I? Pat?
You're not allowed to watch football, and if you are, you can't talk about it ever again.
I'm sorry. You can't make an emotional investment like that and have it decided by some random, terrible call.
Yes, you can. That's the game.
And, Chick, what would you say? It shouldn't have been that close that it was determined by a call.
That's right. Beat the other team. That one call. Be bad call proof.
No, giving them a free touchdown, that doesn't matter. I'm so sorry. Christy?
Hey, a webcam model in Georgia was injured after shooting herself in the vagina while recording a video for one of those sexy websites.
Talk about loud, though, the echo.
Man. The woman was taken to a Macon, Georgia hospital, later released. The incident unlikely to result in criminal charges, but don't shoot yourself in the private parts, ladies.
No, do we really have to tell you that?
Yeah. And Pat has a song about
this. Now, apparently she was doing some kind of...
I said she was making a sexy video for one of those OnlyFans plays.
Probably OnlyFans or one of those.
How sexy.
What are the other ones, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
You're not into firearm play?
I'm not.
Sure, there are guys who
do yourself with that gun. Oh, thank you.
That's your loss.
I'm not judging those who are into it. Just not for me.
Sheehan, what are the other websites that do this? What are they called?
There's OnlyFans. There's Fan House. Chatterbait.
Cam Soda.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of them.
Cam Soda. That sounds like a place for soft drinks.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think they did that on purpose, right? So when it shows up on a credit card.
Oh, we talked about that. All right. Okay, well.
Patty Pat?
I'm ready.
What are you doing over there?
Just getting ready to sing.
You're
maybe.
Wandering around in the woods. How many different websites are there for pornography? Well, let's list them, shall we?
Direct video. No, I know that they have.
Will you take the answer? All of them.
Pornhub,
will you take that?
Red Sorry.
XNXX. Be careful. Right.
Now, is she in trouble because it's not vagina season?
It's not vagina.
You can't just go out shooting deer and eat
wabbit season.
It's always vagina
season.
Is it beaver season? Is it beaver season, Pat?
It might be. You ready to go?
Yep. Sure.
I shot the beaver, but I didn't shoot the booty.
The booty.
Oh, no, you heard me, Josh, now. I shot the beaver,
yes.
But I didn't shoot my boobies off. Oh, no. I'm a webcam model on a site called Chatterbait.
Ah.
I used a gun as a prop, you see, but it went off accidentally. Yes, it went off inside of me like my baby daddy. I shot the beaver. I didn't shoot the booty.
The booty. The booty.
The booty. I shot the beaver, but I didn't shoot my boobies off. No.
That's a silly joke.
Very good, Pat.
Our apologies to Bob Marley's estate and Mr. Marley, sadly. No, I'm just curious as to what on earth was going on there that they... She was probably snuggling up next to it or something.
No, or rubbing.
Who knows?
You know, just make sure you have the safety on first. Yeah.
Well, maybe it should be unloaded.
Yeah. Oh, that's a better idea.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Mr. Baldwin?
Oh, come on.
Check.
Let's...
Twice.
Twice.
What's wrong with him?
I know. It was
my fault.
Well, we don't need to call attention to
it. Your fault.
It's a horrible thing.
Yeah, well, you know. Lady Di should have worn a seatbelt. End of my argument. Next.
Oh, what a terrific argument.
Gosh, you're a maniac. It's insane.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Next, for sure, yes. Christy, what did we...
Wow, the city of Asbury Park, New Jersey has put up a cardboard Christmas tree.
Lovely.
Well, the fresh cut natural Christmas tree usually graces the...
Well, it hardly ever rains in New Jersey.
Grand Arcade. Right.
Not this time of year.
At Convention Hall on Asbury Park's historic boardwalk, it has been replaced this year by an art installation that is designed...
The asbury tastes like asberries.
...to be recycled after it's dismantled.
What did they do before? Well, they
it has been called beautiful, awesome, and brilliant by some... Ridiculous, ugly, and hideous by
most.
Others. Yes. One former resident said it looks like an Amazon package.
Huh. Oh, here it is. Yeah, it's...
Is it obviously cardboard?
Yeah, it's very... It's kind of artistic.
Three-dimensional or a cutout?
Yeah, it's a sculpture.
Okay.
It's very big. And it just... It looks
Does it have
like,
lights on it?
It appears not to. It looks like a big wooden...
Ugh.
But it just... I think it must be cardboard. No. It's hideous.
You're right, Doug.
Christmas trees can be recycled.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Can't they be turned into fertilizer? I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they can just mulch them down.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, something like they throw them into Walloon Lake and then the fish all live in them. For
Oh, that's good bassin. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They love those.
Yeah, this is really ugly. But, well, of course, Asbury Park, New Jersey, Willie, famous for...
The Sopranos, I assume? Is that what you're going for?
No.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen. Excuse me. The boss. Bruce.
Bruce is great.
Stone Pony, where he started,
Yeah, how's this picture not on the top of the tree?
Here? Yeah, really.
Is he a guy that you would embarrass yourself? If you met him in public, would you introduce yourself? Is he maybe the one guy that you would get a little starstruck about?
No, no. I read his book. It's great. But no, I wouldn't.
I hate when people yell Bruce at his concerts because then he can't hear me booing.
Really?
Yeah, that's
right. A good thought.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm kind of sort of with him on this.
I've never been a big fan either. He's all right.
Quit kissing guys on stage, Bruce.
Yeah.
The factory was tough. You've never worked a day in your life.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.